I'm gonna smash this beat. You already know what time it is. This mother beat ain't gonna catch up with me, boys. Platinum time, beat.
We are back in the basement today doing the show, going back out to Las Vegas as we get ready for UFC 259 Saturday night. Our local guy, I still call him a teammate even though I only drive by the gym, Alon Cruz. What's up, buddy?
Not much. How are you doing, Randy?
Are you okay? You sound down. It's fight week.
No, tired? I'm good. We're just in the we're in the shuttle about to go to Whole Foods, so I'm just chilling.
Have you been out in Vegas for a while now?
For 6 months.
I knew that you were back and forth. I mean, are you planning on staying there, or are you coming back home? Or?
No. No, I'll be home eventually. Yeah, I came home for about 3 weeks back in during Christmas holidays. And then I came back out for the rest of my camp.
Is it, I don't want to say old, you know, this will now be what, your third fight, fourth fight in the UFC?
No, it's my second.
Is it second?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was more than that. I'm sorry.
Nope.
So is it still new, or is it, you know, it's just another fight? It doesn't matter where it is, who it is, what country it's in, what pandemic's going on?
I would say, I don't want to say it's new. Things are still lively, I guess. Like, things are still, like, you know, things are, obviously, things are completely different because of COVID at the moment. But, you know, it like you said, the fight is a fight. You know, it doesn't matter where it's going on or what during the pandemic or whatever. But, you know, I'm just glad to, you know, have the opportunity to fight and, you know, make some money. Whereas some people, you know, when the pandemic hit, they aren't able to, you know, do what they normally do and, you know, provide for their families. So, you know, I'm blessed in that regard.
What is it like out in Vegas, you know, opened up, closed? I know I have some friends that are performers that haven't performed in over a year. What is it like outside of the quote-unquote strip?
Man, I mean, I tell people, like, if you're in Florida, stay in Florida. Because it's pretty locked down out here. You know, it's kind of like, I don't want to say like the early lockdown where like the streets were empty, but they're a lot less open and lenient than Florida is. So if you like to not wear your mask, I guess, when you're at bars or doing whatever you're doing, or, you know, having certain special lines and, you know, the social distancing everywhere, then definitely stay in Florida because things are a lot more strict out here.
Has it been difficult, you know, and I've asked a lot of fighters and a lot of athletes and, you know, the Bucks guys and stuff, just, you know, surviving during the pandemic with, and it is fairly open here in Florida, and you know that. So has it been difficult to get, you know, accustomed to other rules in other states?
No, because, you know, once you've, I guess, come across the rules the first time, it kind of just applies for, you know, the rest of the spots. Like, you know, if you come into a business here, you're going to wear a mask, which obviously in Florida, it's pretty much like that anywhere, but they're more strict about, you know, the social distancing rule. Like, you know, everybody's standing, you know, 6 feet apart and, you know, certain capacities can come in at a time. Like I said, it's not hard to follow the rules or like, you're not going to forget them. It's just different. You know, when I went back home for 3 weeks, you know, I realized how different it is out here compared to back home.
You know, and personally, I don't have a problem either way. I mean, it's not going to kill me to wear a mask, so I don't mind doing it, but it just drives me crazy that so many people take it to a whole new level.
Yeah, oh, like face shield and stuff?
You know, double mask, a face shield. I saw somebody, I think it was a grocery store, that had a gas mask on.
Yeah, I haven't seen any gas masks out here. Pretty much, I don't even think I've really even seen face shields out here. But I'm also not out and about going anywhere while I'm out here. I literally just train, I go home, and then I go to the PI, and then I go back home. So I haven't really been around a lot of people to see the variations of COVID precautions, I guess. But, you know, for the most part, I just see masks.
Talk to us about the usage of the PI, what it does, what it's done for you, and how well it is and how well it's put together out there.
The PI is awesome, man. I mean, it's a huge resource. Like, if you're a fighter and you live in Vegas, you should definitely be at the PI. Like, there's no reason not to. You get free food every day. You've got the nutrition team to work with 24/7. I'm getting physical therapy every single day. I'm doing my strength and conditioning here. You know, you've got an entire, like, you know, size, full to size octagon upstairs, and a gym upstairs and downstairs. There's a recovery area with a sauna, hot tub, cold tub, red light bed. I mean, they literally have everything covered. There's a sports psychologist in here. Like, if you're, like I said, if you live in Vegas and you're not here and you're a UFC fighter and you're able to get in here, that's a big resource that you're not taking advantage of. Like, I wish we had one in Florida. Like, that'd be awesome.
Or if you don't live in Vegas, it might be a reason to move there.
That too. You know, if you are down to move your camp, or, you know, bring your coaches out for a camp and stay out in Vegas and utilize the TI's resources, then that's another huge advantage that you can have. As well as having the Apex right next door, and that's where we're going to be fighting at.
Right. Do you know yet if you'll be able to stay? If you want to stay and watch the fights on Saturday night after your fight, are you allowed to? Or what's that procedure?
No, as soon as the fight's over, they kick you out. You got to get out and go back to your hotel. And then if you want to leave the hotel, then you can't go back to the hotel. So, you know, it's all pretty, they have a really secure bubble going on. And so once you leave the bubble, you can't come back.
Which I don't necessarily have a problem with that. You know, the whole object is to keep everybody safe so these fights can continue on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's not a big deal. I mean, but I feel like, you know, if us, the fighters, are there and you do win your fight or whatever it is, you know, your fight's over, we should be able to stay there and watch the fights, just because it's not like there's going to be a crowd there. And we're already, you know, clean. You know, we're in the bubble. So I don't see the issue, but obviously this is not how the UFC wants to run it.
All right, let me ask you this question. I thought about asking you this, you know, before, and I tend to always forget as I just, you know, wing our conversations. I've always wondered why, you know, like your first UFC fight or your first UFC fight outside or whatever, why do fighters only take photos after they win?
Because they're too focused on the fight.
But I'm saying the fight.
I know that's for me.
But I'm saying the fight's now over. The fight's over. It's your first time, you know, in an octagon as a UFC fight. And you know, I see the same thing when I judge for World Class Fight League. Only the fighters that win take the photos. They still, you know, had a combat fight. They still performed. They still did whatever.
For me, like, I don't think I've ever posted any pictures from a loss. And it's more so, I know, you know, you did the work and, you know, everything. I think I did post one picture, like, with my coaches when we were trying on the fight kit. And that was about it. Just, a thank you post to everybody. But I don't need, for me personally, I don't want to see photos from a fight that I lost. Like, it seems dumb to me. Personally, that's just how I take it.
Right. No, it definitely makes sense. So where have you worn your fight shirt, you know, from the fight kit? I mean, have you worn it out to a restaurant? Have you worn it, you know, when, you know, the first time back into Publix? Where it, and if you have, you know, where did you wear it?
I don't think I've even worn my fight kit shirt since I had it. I don't even know. I think it's in my, I think it's at home in a plastic bin underneath my girlfriend's bed, because she's the only one who really wears it. I don't wear it. Not because, like, you know, I lost in it or anything, but I don't know. It's just not one of the shirts I wear.
I get it. All right, I understand. Talk to me about your opponent. Talk to me about Saturday night.
Yeah, so I'm fighting Uroš Medić. He's coming out the contender series, as I did. He's got 1 inch on me. 6'1", I'm 6 foot. So it'll be the first time I'm fighting someone taller than me. So it'll be interesting. And then I'm also going up to lightweight, 155. So this is the lightweight bout. He finished all of his fights in the first round, I think, except for one went to the second round. So he hasn't been in the cage for very long. And I wouldn't say against quality opponents either. So he's from Alaska. Well, he's from Serbia, and he's been living in Alaska, and he's been training out there and fighting out there for a while. But leading up to his last fight, or this fight, he's been training at King's MMA. So, you know, I expected him to be the best version of himself, but not, you know, any more than what I'm going to be the best version of myself when I show up.
When you get ready for a fight, and I'm sure, you know, you've done some film and the team has done some film, you know, on your opponent. I know that you may watch it, but do you worry about what the opponent does and can do and has done? And I always ask this, or is it more important to worry about what you're going to do, not what he's going to respond?
It's definitely more important to know what you do, work on what you do well. And what you want to implement against your opponent. It's good to know certain things, certain tendencies that he does or that they do, just to, you know, you can kind of work on them, especially being in the UFC. Like, you usually have a good amount of, like, tape, and, you know, I don't want to say you're changing your game for that opponent, but you can focus more on one person and the things that they do and how to counter them. But I wouldn't say you're ever worried about what they're going to do. It's more so just, okay, he does this a lot, so how can we counter that? Or, you know, what do we do to stop him from doing that?
How to be prepared. What will you do the next couple of days just try, you know, to kind of get through and, you know, stay focused or not stay focused? Do you not want to think about it? How will you get through the next couple of days and get to Christmas morning on Saturday?
Man, just keep doing, you know, what I've been doing. I'm just, you know, focusing on the cut, which obviously is not going to be as bad as it normally is. You know, I got my coaches from Tampa out here and also a new coach in the corner, Coach Casey, out here at Vegas. And, you know, I'm actually working out during the week. So we're going to be, you know, tightening some things up, you know, talking with my coaches, you know, Coach Danny and Coach Mahmoud about what I've been working on out here, as well as them, what they've been working on back home. And just getting the game plan set, you know, really just the strategy, the game plan, just tightening things up. But the work is done, you know. The fight's going to be on Saturday. And, you know, I'm ready and I'm stoked and I can't wait to fight.
How important is it to have the coaches, you know, that you have, who obviously I know very, very well? One's a great guy, but also a cut up. Mamou is, you know, he can lighten the mood, but still be strict and disciplined and mm-hmm. teach what he needs to teach. How important is it to have guys like that around you?
It's good to have familiarity, you know, around me, since everything that I've been doing out here in Vegas has been pretty new and stuff that I'm not used to. But it's good. It's like it's helped me grow. And having them, you know, with me and around me, you know, they just keep my mindset in the right spot. You know, I'm not like freaking out or I'm not too anxious. You know, they know how to lighten the mood, but they also know how to tune me in to, you know, being in that kill zone when I need to.
Yeah, stay focused and business. What can the fans expect to see Saturday night?
They're definitely going to see an exciting fight. I mean, I've never been in a boring fight in my life. And, you know, if the fight goes my way, well, if the fight goes the way that I plan it happening, it'll be with my hands raised and a dominant win.
Well, looking forward to Saturday. That way we can say it's been a couple fights. It certainly seems like it. As always, Alon, thank you very much for coming on. We're going to send you a care package from 8-Man Strong again, as well as a pair of Jabra earbuds, one of my newest sponsors. So we will get all that sent out to you. Best of luck. Have fun on Saturday, and give me a holler when you get home.
I will. Thank you, Randy.
Take care. That is Alon Cruz, our local guy, back in the octagon. Mm-hmm. All right, more to come. Let's hit this break. Coming to you live from the dungeon, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey everybody, this is James Young from the rock band Styx, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris. Don't touch that dial.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, face demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life,
If you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
All aboard the 2021 Florida Strawberry Festival. Plant City, March 4th through the 14th. Music, over 80 rides, free entertainment, arts and crafts, food and fun, hundreds of exhibits. Oh yeah, and strawberry shortcake. For more information and specials, go to flstrawberryfestival.com or get your discount admission tickets at participating public supermarkets.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sergio Garcia, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back. Coming to you live from the dungeon today. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. Let's continue talking about what's right around the corner. BKFC 16 coming to from Biloxi, Mississippi. On the phone with us, DeMarcus Corley. DeMarcus, how are you, sir?
I'm great. How y'all doing?
Not too bad. First and foremost, thank you for your time. Your premier BK bare knuckle fight right around the corner. I think it's just over 2 weeks away. How's things going? How's preparation going? It's a combat sport, and you're a combat fighter, but it's kind of with a new twist.
It's going great. I mean, training. I've been training, so it ain't like I've been in training camp. I always stay in the gym and stay ready because you never know when the phone call may come. So, I mean, I'm ready. I know I'm going into a new line of sport, which is bare knuckle. I can't wait. I'm excited, though.
With it being, you know, like I said, a new twist, obviously, you know, you've had plenty of fights. You are a fighter. You are a prize fighter. Do you reach out and maybe talk to somebody that has fought in bare knuckle just because it is a little different? Or you're a combat fighter, a fight's a fight?
No, I reached out. I spoke with Dat Nguyen before he won the title, before he became world champion. I spoke with Issei Smith. I spoke with Paul Malignaggi, and they gave me the ups and downs about it. And I just spoke with Lorenzo Hunt 2 days ago. He gave me some great information.
Interesting. I know Lorenzo very well, being based here, you know, in the Tampa Bay area. Your opponent, Reggie Barnett Jr., a BKFC veteran. What do you know about him?
Reggie's he's a boxer. He can throw some punches as well. I watched him fight a couple of times when he fought Johnny, and the fight that he did win, I watched those as well. I know Reggie, he don't take a good punch. I think when Johnny just hit him with a straight left hand or right hand and knocked him down. That means he don't take good, solid punches.
I saw, I think it was on either your Instagram or your Facebook, it was a photo of you with a belt or two or seven or 12. It seemed like a whole lot of belts. Where do you keep them at?
I have two of them here in Las Vegas with me, and the other five is back on the East Coast, which I will be bringing out here most likely this summer. But I'm going to add two more to the collection, so I don't know how I will put all of them on my body.
Well, and I was going to ask you about that. I guess it's been reported the winner of your fight, if and when you win in Mississippi, that your next fight would be against Dak. Is that something that's in the back of your mind? Is that something in the front of your mind? Do you need to block it out because you have a fight to win before that? You know, what's your thought process on that?
I'm going to be honest and straightforward. My thought process on that is I can't wait to do what I'm going to do to Reggie, because that might get it even worse.
Interesting. The combat world, and I've talked to a lot of combat fighters, and a lot of fighters get along with each other. Some fighters don't get along with other fighters. Where are you in that? I mean, do you know Reggie? Do you have a problem with Reggie? Is he a friend? You don't care. It's business. You know, how do you look at it?
I'm cool with Reggie. I never met him before, but from Facebook and Instagram, and watching him fight and seeing his credibility of being a bare knuckle fighter, I'm cool with Reggie. I have nothing against Reggie. But at the end of the day, this is my last performance. It's like I'm Michelangelo, and I'm about to do an art. I'm about to paint this picture. So when I get in there on the 19th, I got to do a Picasso. I got to paint something that they ain't seen before.
I love it. How is a bare knuckle fight, and how is preparing for a bare knuckle fight different from, you know, your fights in the past, your 85 plus fights in the past?
It's different, and I'll get more into it as, after I win this fight. I'll most likely be going to a training camp to work on some more mixed martial arts techniques and punching and striking, just to build my hands up. Fighting, I've been doing it all my life. I got into boxing just because I like to fight. And the reason was, you get a trophy. Win or lose, you get a trophy or a medal. And that was my motivation. That motivated me to go home and practice in the bathroom, because I know the other guys in the gym, they didn't go home and practice like the coach said. Once you leave the gym, boxing is over with. But as 10 years old, 11 years old, I practiced every day after I got out of the gym. I went home, I went in the bathroom, and I got in the mirror, and I would shadow box. I would do exercise. I would do dips to build my arms up. I would do push-ups.
Are you still in the bathroom?
Now I'm shadow boxing all over the house now.
That's awesome. That is good stuff. What can the fans expect to see on the 19th?
It's going to be amazing. They can expect a flat-out fight if Reggie comes to fight. Now, if Reggie has another game plan once I touch him, then you'll see Reggie's not ready for what I brought to the table. So I ain't come to box. If I want to do boxing, I could have stayed in the ring and waited on them to give me a phone call and keep trying to get a fight with these young prospects. But they don't want to fight me in boxing. So this is an opportunity I can take out my frustration, because I have a lot of frustration built up inside me.
And it's just waiting, and you need some reason to let it out, right?
Yeah, I'm going to let it out the 19th. That's pray God that Reggie stay healthy up until the 19th, because he's going to need the hospital after I finish with him. He's going to the hospital.
That
he
is
ain't going to go the distance.
Won't go to the distance?
No.
Awesome. DeMarcus, sir, thank
that's
you very much.
It's a bad performance. It's a bad performance on my part for me to go the distance on my debut.
Right. For sure. We're going to send you out a care package from 8 Man Strong for giving us a couple minutes, as well as a pair of Jabra earbuds. And I'm looking forward to seeing you in Biloxi in 16 days.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm excited.
There you have it. Former world champ, possibly soon to be another world champ, DeMarcus Chop Chop Corley. All right, let's go hit a quick break.
Thank
when we come
so
back,
much.
The actor Frank Grillo, and we'll get updated with him. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bill Romanowski, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is NFL Hall of Famer.
No, hey, this is NFL Hall of Famer Tony Dorsett. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back hanging out here as we're getting through the rest of the day. This is Knockout Radio brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll get back looking at UFC 259 in a minute. But with great pleasure, we are welcoming back a guest that we had on a couple years ago. Let's welcome back to the program, Frank Grillo. Frank, how are you? Frank, are you there? Okay. All right. Well, we'll try to get him back here in a minute then. Maybe he didn't like our... Okay. He might not have liked our...
Hi.
Frank, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there we go. How are you? It's been a couple of years since we last spoke. How have things been?
Yeah, it's good. I'm doing well. I'm enjoying life.
I saw a little clip. I know that Boss Level premieres tonight on Hulu. And I saw a little clip on it where it says every day is the same, which has basically been the last 13 months. So it's kind of perfect timing for this.
I know. It really. You know what? I got to tell you something. We thought we were so disappointed that the movie got canceled theatrically because of COVID. And, you know, we were like, oh, man, we can't get a break. And I think there's a silver lining in that the COVID of it all, for what the movie is and where people are in their lives as far as needing to just kind of watch some mindless fun stuff, I think we did okay.
The clip that I watched, I can't wait, you know, for 9 o'clock Eastern tonight to be able to watch that. But talk about for a second how difficult it has been, you know, making movies, making pictures over the past 12, 13 months.
Yeah, I mean, I've made two during COVID, one pretty big one with Joe Carnahan again, who was my partner who we did Boss Level with. And, you know, we had a full team of doctors. We were getting tested every other day. I mean, the costs were well into seven figures just for COVID testing and having these doctors. So, you know, it does increase the cost of movie making. It slows things down a bit. But on the other side, it makes people work far more diligently. There's a lot less chit chat and wasted time on movie sets. So, you know, there's a lot of pain in the ass, but there is some good stuff to it too. I mean, you do, you know, one thing about human beings is we adapt.
Sure, sure. Before we talk about Boss Level, talk about how difficult, if it has been difficult, being the star of a picture as well as producing it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, look, it's only been in the recent years that I've really been like the real lead of the film, where I carry a lot of, you know, the movie on my shoulders, which is scary. But, you know, making the movie, because we originally had 41 days to make this film, and because of budgetary things, they cut us to 27 in the 11th hour. So Joe Carter and I literally produced the film. We weren't just like producers by title. So it was, you know, we had to wear all these hats, and it was, I did have a bit of PTSD afterwards. Making the movie was joyous, but I never want to do that again.
When I did my my real quick research, because I'd like to know a little but not a lot, because I enjoy just a chat, not a quote-unquote interview, and I saw everything you've done and what's about to come out, I'm just curious, when do you find time to sleep?
You know, I got to tell you, I think, you know, sleeping is overrated, and I've read a lot of biographies and autobiographies, and successful people don't sleep 8 hours a day. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It's a third of your life, and you can't sleep that much. So I don't know how long people will hire me or how long I'll be able to continue to work. So I want to get as much in as I possibly can before they say go away. And yeah, I guess that's like the blue collar New York Bronx kid in me.
Sure. I used to always say I'll sleep when I'm dead. And now that I'm reaching the age that I am now, that's kind of scary.
Me too.
Before we talk about Boss Level, which again premieres tonight on Hulu, what do you look for in a movie? What do you look for, you know, in a role, you know, when either you're writing it or you're putting it together or it's sent to you? What are you looking for?
You know, it's a great question. I mean, I'm looking for a great script, a great story, something that is, even if it's been told already, it's being told in a different way. You know, ultimately, there's a journey that I want to see my character take, and whether it's a good guy or a bad guy, you know, I want to end up somewhere that I didn't start. And that's primarily if I'm able to pick a movie creatively, that's what I look for. And then the director but you know, a lot of times I got to take a movie for the money. You know, I'll be honest with you. I'm not Tom Cruise. So I have three kids and a couple of ex-wives. So, you know, there are times where I just got to make sure everybody's got food on the table. So there's that element to it too.
When I talk to a lot of athletes, and we're going to touch on real quickly here in a minute, your jiu-jitsu background, your MMA background, you know, when I talk to some of these UFC fighters and bare knuckle fighters, wrestling and, you know, WWE and WWF and all that comes up, and we always talk good guys, bad guys, and, you know, which would they rather? And you just said, you know, when you're researching these roles, whether it's a good or a bad, do you have a preference of which role, which guy you'd rather or like to play?
Well, you know, as an actor, I have to be honest, I have found that playing the villain, and that, you know, is more fun. It's you have more leeway. You get to a lot of times you get to go a little over the top and you get to do a lot of different things. When I was in the Marvel world years ago, you know, Chris Evans, Captain America has to be Captain America. You know what I mean? Right. I got to do things that were, you know, that people, you know, especially guys, like go, I like that bad guy. I like the bad guy. And it's fun to do that. I have more fun doing that, than playing the villain than playing the nice guy. Nobody really hires me to play the nice guy.
So it works out perfect then.
Yes.
You know, and that's what all the fighters say, you know, that they'd rather be the heel in wrestling because you can do things that you can't necessarily do walking down the street. You're getting paid, but in a ring.
Yeah, I mean, even in legitimate fight sports, you know, the bad guy gets the attention. I mean, look at McGregor. Look at, you know, look how we love. It doesn't matter if he wins or loses. We're just We want him to come back. You know, he's when he's not playing the bad guy, like his last fight, he was kind of really nice, and it was a little bit boring. Right. You know, we like to see conflict.
Well, and I call that the Ric Flair, that people will pay money to either see Rick win or they want to root and pay to watch him lose. So if you're not hated a little bit, you know, you lose. Yep. You know, I always said that about Matt Hughes up until the very end. Nobody hated Matt Hughes. And that's, you want a little on both sides.
You're exactly right. And I just was talking about Matt Hughes because I did a show called Kingdom, obviously about MMA, and Matt and I got to fight in the last episode. So I spent about 3 weeks of them really training. We've trained and we really hit each other, and he's the strongest human being I've ever wrestled with. And he, you know, he couldn't be a nicer guy. I mean, he's a tough guy and he could be mean on the mat, but he's a sweetheart. And, you know, I think that was a calculated move that it seemed to work.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I tell this story real quick, and then we will talk about Boss Level. So I was in his entourage walking down the ramp when he fought Carlos Newton in London. And we were training a couple days before, and my son was there, and I went a little aggressive with him. And Matt goes, okay, you and me now. I go, you and me what? He goes, you and me, we're going to roll for 5 minutes. I'm like, why? And so he mounted me. He got on top, and people, you know, laugh when I say that. And he said, go. I said, go where? He goes, you have 5 minutes. Get out. You've now grappled with Matt Hughes. It's impossible. It is impossible.
Yeah, it's impossible. And you know, that's where you understand. Like, I've wrestled and done jiu-jitsu at what I thought was a high level. And then, you know, and then I'm in there with Matt Hughes. And granted, he's probably about 200 pounds, and I was probably 158 when I was shooting the show. But still, you know, I never felt strength like that. And then when Matt was on the – when we were grappling, he's mean. Like, he's a mean athlete. And I think that's – it's important. You know, like, when my son started wrestling, I could see immediately he wasn't going to be a good wrestler because he didn't have that meanness in him. And I think that's part of Matt's success, a lot of fighters' success, is that when they get in the cage or on the mat or in the ring, they're mean. Mike Tyson's the same way, man. He's scared. He beat people before he even threw a punch.
Absolutely. And that's what Matt would do when he would pace back and forth before the fight would start and trying to look in his opponent's eyes. And yeah, it was definitely scary. Let's talk about Boss Level and what we can talk about, because again, the premiere is tonight on Hulu.
Yeah. You know, a great throwback to the 80s action R-rated movies that were kind of over the top. A lot of action, a lot of goofy humor, some big names in there, some MMA guys in there. We have Rampage Jackson and Rashad Evans, who used to be enemies, who play twins. But it's, you know, it's Die Hard meets Groundhog Day, or, you know, and it's a lot of fun. It's 90 minutes. It's fast, and it's kind of like an opiate. It'll take your mind off whatever the hell's going on for those 90 minutes.
And again, I don't want to give away too much. I only got to see the little bit of the clip. How long into the movie before you realize that the same day, you know, will happen again?
That's a great question. And this is where this movie differs. I already wake up 145 times into having already... relive this. So the audience, I have to explain to the audience what's going on, which is fun because in Groundhog Day, that you and Bill Murray discover it at the same time.
Right.
And so this is a little bit of a twist on that.
Awesome. Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. What are the projects that are coming out next?
I have, I don't know exactly when everything's coming out because of COVID. Things got bottlenecked. I have four or five movies coming out. I do know Hitman's Bodyguard is coming out, I believe, in June. I have a movie with Josh Hartnett coming out. I have another movie with Naomi Watts and Bobby Cannavale. And there's a couple of other things. I just don't know the dates when everything's coming.
Well, we will obviously mention it, report on it when it does. All right, do you have time to watch MMA, the UFC this weekend? Do you have any thoughts on the three top fights?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to watch, because I love Israel, I'm going to watch the fights. And Amanda Nunes is fighting, too, which is always a pleasure to watch.
Who I believe, and I used to be part of the panel that voted, and I was one of the first ones to move John Jones from 2-1 over Anderson Silva. I don't think Amanda Nunes is the GOAT of women's fighting. I think she is just the GOAT.
I just had an interview with someone else, and I just said the same thing. I think she's the best.
Absolutely, no doubt. Frank, it was great catching up. I know it's been a couple of years. Hopefully it'll be sooner than a couple of years the next time that we're able to get you back on.
Yeah, let's not make it a couple of years because I might not be alive that long.
Well, I'm older than you, so that's scary. Frank, have a good night, a good day, and enjoy the fights on Saturday.
All right, brother. I'll talk soon.
Take care. That is Frank Grillo. He's been on before. What a good guy all around. MMA background, obviously movie star, and now he is the main character, the feature in Boss Level, which premieres tonight on Hulu. I will be watching it, and then we'll talk about it next week. All right, we're going to go hit our final break of the afternoon and then touch a little bit on a very touchy subject that we will go in more depth next week. But when we return, a young lady that I had the opportunity to play golf with on Monday out at Valspar. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, face demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, If you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back. Final segment here, coming to you live from the dungeon. Matt just getting back from wherever he went. He's at the airport, headed back. We will finish out the show with a controversial subject. We'll discuss it more in detail with Mick Ferrari and his special guest next week. But it was just funny because we've been talking about doing this segment with Mick for a couple weeks. I'm out at Innisbrook. We're playing in the Valspar media day. I'm sitting in my cart, not taking my clubs out, just enjoying the day, when I overheard a conversation, which is about the very subject that we have been talking about. So let's welcome to the program a young lady that had to suffer through playing a little bit of golf with me. And Pat, how are you?
I'm fine. I didn't have to suffer through golf.
No, you didn't suffer through golf. You suffered through golf with me. With my awful golfness. Let's talk about, we have a couple minutes here till the top of the hour. It's ironic, and I told you this, because we've been discussing and trying to get Mick Ferrari on to talk about the transgender, what's happening. And it just so happens that you said you just played in your country club's women's tournament against a transgender athlete.
Yes.
And
that's right.
Give me your thoughts on it. Everybody knows where I stand. I'm against it, and I don't think it's right in any sport. But
no, it's like you're playing a woman on steroids, and it's just not fair. I mean, I was outdriven by 40 yards on every hole. I mean, on par fives, because she's playing the ladies' tees, she can be on in two.
Right.
Which she's putting for eagles, and I'm struggling to get on in three. So.
Well, but I guess then it says a lot about your golf game that it had to go in overtime, even though that's not what
right.
it's called.
It was tied up. Yeah, it was even after 18 holes. I hung in there. I actually played the best game of my life that day. I had a lot of one putts. I had a lot of saves and either to tie the hole or to win the hole. And if I had to tie or win, sometimes, I don't know, but something just possessed me. The putts were going in. So.
Do you think that because of the subject, and I'm sure you were a little upset about, the whole situation, you were able to dig deeper, or you were able to do whatever?
Oh, yeah. I knew what I was in for. I knew what I was in for. I mean, I knew she was a transgender. It's not like I was oblivious to the fact, and I knew I was going to be outdriven. I'm outdriven a lot of times, though, so that doesn't really bother me that much. But to be outdriven by the amount of yards that I was hard to make up on the par fives. The par fours and par threes, I really thought I was, equal in a way.
Sure.
As long as I could get up by the green in my two and chip close and one putt for the par, I was okay, and I could get on all the par threes. that's not a problem. But it's, I knew I was going to have trouble on the par fives, and I lost all the par fives.
Is it safe to say, only from what I saw on Monday, that of the 18 plus holes that you were in the fairway 18 plus times?
Yeah, I was. I'm very straight on the drives, not very far, but I'm straight, so I don't get in trouble. So that's a key to my game, is making sure I don't get in any trouble. And I was, matter of fact, on the 18th hole, I hit my drive a little bit offline, but it was a short hole with water in front of the green, so it was to my advantage because I hit driver off the tee, but she probably hit a 5-iron off the tee, because if she hit a driver, she'd be in the water.
Right.
So I was on the green in two. It was only like 100 yards from the water to the green. So I was on in two. I was putting for my birdie, but she was short in the green in two. She chipped on, and she sculled her shot. It hit the top of the pin, dropped straight down. So she had her four. Like, I was like, oh. I didn't go after the putt. I was like, stupid. It sort of shook me up, like that little lucky thing that she had there. And I two-putted for the four. But extra holes, I lost on the first extra hole. I bogeyed, she putted.
What do you think would be a good solution, or how do we, move
I
ahead?
I think if she played the men's tees, I would have won. You know, that's a big advantage.
Right.
Playing
right.
The front tees. I just don't have the power. And if she would play back, I really don't know the solution. I really don't think there's any solution on high school sports. I mean, there's no, it's not fair. There's
right.
no way high school kids should be competing. It's demoralizing, you know, for a girl that, I mean, I'm very short. I'm not even 5 feet tall.
Right.
So,
well, I said it to you on Monday. I've said it on the show before. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't change my thoughts and my opinions, and they'll mm-hmm. always be what they are. I don't have any problem with transgender athletes. I just have a problem with a transgender athlete playing, you know, a former born a male, now a female, playing against a female. Like you said,
right,
you're not
five
foot. There's a lot of transgender athletes that are 6'6", 260.
Right.
And it's just not, I want what's fair for everyone, but this mm-hmm. certainly wasn't fair for you.
No, I don't think so. You know, I mean, I knew what I was getting into. I mean, it wasn't like, I knew I could do it. I thought I could do it, you know, and I almost pulled it off, but, I mean, I played her. This is my third time playing her, so I lost twice before that. But I made a good match out of it. You know, I got the 17 holes in the last couple of matches, and this one I went all the way to 18 and 19. But
well, you put up a gallant fight. How's that? Yes. Hello. Okay, I think we lost. I think Pat's gone. Is Pat gone back at the mothership? I think we might have lost her. Or we? Okay. I thought maybe we lost me. But Pat, like I said, played in my threesome. And I played with another young female who is soon to be on the Women's PGA Tour, whose boyfriend, and I was going to make some kind of joke. And like I've said to other people, you know, being a professional athlete, it doesn't matter. Yeah, do you really want to play for whatever the worst team in sports is? Which I believe I just read, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are no longer stat-wise, you know, the worst record in all of sports. I think it's a basketball team now that just took over that honor. But the young lady that I played in Innisbrook for the Valspar Media Events, boyfriend, is a quarterback on the New York football Giants. So, yes, that might not be where you would want to play or where I would want to play, but I'd still rather play there in the NFL than not play. This Saturday, UFC 259, three title fights. Amanda Nunes is your co-event. Jan versus Israel is the main event. And don't sleep on the Jan fight, as Aljamain Sterling has been waiting patiently for this opportunity. And when there's this many title fights, you know, people tend to say, well, one of your champions is going to lose. I think Amanda Nunes is probably the only definite. Amanda Nunes, in my opinion, is the best fighter in all of sports right now. If John Jones runs the heavyweight gamut, if he gets that belt, you know, he may take that back, you know, from me. Not that that means anything. But of those three, you know, I can see Aljamain Sterling, you know, win this fight. Jan's tough, but Aljamain Sterling has waited for this, is prepared for this, is ready for this, and I think he pulls it out. So I want to thank all of our guests. It was a lot of fun. I want to thank all of our sponsors. I want to thank our fans. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio. See everybody next week. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game? This is the Tan Talk Radio Network. Yo, maniacs. Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. So what you gonna do? 8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong. What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza. Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE. WTAN Clearwater FM 106.1 WDCF Dade City FM 102.3 WZHR Zephyr Hills FM 104.3 Listen.